Anthropic had two major leaks in 1 week, and somehow investors are throwing money at them faster than ever. Make that make sense. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of April 3, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, this was one of those weeks where every story connects to every other story. Anthropic's double leak. OpenAI closing the largest private fundraise in history, Google dropping Gemma 4, a startup fitting an 8 billion parameter model into 1 gigabyte, Oracle firing 30,000 people by email at 6 in the morning, and bots officially outnumbering humans on the internet. Let's dig in.
So Aaron, let's start with Anthropic, because this was genuinely unprecedented. Two accidental leaks in 5 days. First, on March 26th, Fortune discovered that a configuration error in Anthropic's content management system left about 3,000 unpublished blog assets publicly accessible. Among them, a draft post revealing Claude Mythos, a next-generation model in a new tier called Capybara.
And the details in that draft were extraordinary. Anthropic's own internal assessment described Mythos as, quote, currently far ahead of any other AI model in cyber capabilities. They warned it presages a wave of models that can exploit vulnerabilities faster than defenders can patch them. That's the safety-first company telling its own blog readers, hey, we built something that scares us. And the world found out because someone forgot to tick a box in the CMS.
Then, 5 days later, the Claude code source leak happened.
This one is almost comedic. A security researcher found that Anthropic shipped a source map file in version 2.1.88 of the Claude code NPM package. 59.8 megabytes, 1,900 TypeScript files, 500,000 lines of fully deobfuscated source code. The root cause? Bun generates source maps by default, and nobody added the map extension to the npm ignore file. Before Anthropic could pull it down, it had been forked over 41,000 times on GitHub.
And what people found in that code was fascinating.
Bombshell after bombshell. An anti-distillation system that injects fake tool definitions into API requests, so if a competitor is recording API traffic to train their own model, the training data gets poisoned. An undercover mode that strips all Anthropic internals when operating in external repositories, meaning AI-authored commits from Anthropic employees can look human-written in open-source projects. References to an unreleased autonomous agent called Kairos, with background daemon workers and GitHub webhook subscriptions. And my personal favorite, a 5,000-line file with a single 3,000-line function at nearly 500 branch points of cyclomatic complexity.
The safety-first company having the messiest week in operational security. There's irony there.
There is. But here's the twist that makes this the story of the week. Bloomberg reported on April 1 that investors are dumping OpenAI shares and piling into Anthropic. About $600 million in OpenAI shares can't find buyers on secondary markets. Meanwhile, $2 billion in cash is lined up for Anthropic shares at a valuation north of $600 billion. The leaks apparently reinforce the narrative that Anthropic is the more technically serious company. Investors saw the engineering depth, the anti-distillation defenses, the autonomous agent architecture, and they liked what they saw, even if they weren't supposed to see it.
So the market is rewarding technical credibility over operational polish.
That's exactly what's happening. And honestly, it makes a certain kind of sense. Would you rather invest in a company that accidentally showed you its impressive engineering, or a company that's great at PR but losing the technology race? The leaks were embarrassing. The code was not.
Speaking of OpenAI, they closed a funding round this week that broke every record. $122 billion at an $852 billion valuation.
The largest private fundraise in history, and it's not even close. Amazon committed $50 billion, though $35 billion of that is contingent on OpenAI either going public or reaching AGI, whatever that means contractually. NVIDIA put in $30 billion. SoftBank co-led with $30 billion alongside Andreessen Horowitz. And for the first time, retail investors contributed $3 billion through bank channels.
The headline numbers are staggering, but the fine print tells a different story.
It does. OpenAI says it generates $2 billion in monthly revenue, which annualizes to $24 billion. But Hacker News commenters quickly pointed out that's only $4 billion in growth since end of 2025, when they were at $20 billion. By comparison, Anthropic reportedly added $6 billion in revenue in February alone. OpenAI is also projected to lose $14 billion in 2026, despite that massive revenue. And that word, committed, rather than raised, is doing a lot of heavy lifting. Much of this money comes with significant strings attached.
Forbes also published what they called the OpenAI graveyard this week.
A comprehensive inventory of abandoned products and deals, headlined by Sora, which we covered last week, burning $15 million a day against $2.1 million in total lifetime revenue. When you pair the graveyard with the projected $14 billion loss, the secondary market sell-off, and the conditional nature of key investments, you get a much more complicated picture than the $122 billion headline suggests. OpenAI's valuation assumes market dominance. The market itself is no longer assuming that.
Let's shift to something genuinely exciting on the technology side. Google released Gemma 4 on April 2nd, a family of four open-weight models built on Gemini 3 research, all under Apache 2.0.
The performance leap from Gemma 3 is dramatic. MMLU went from 67.6% to 85.2%. Math scores on the AIM benchmark jumped from 20.8% to 89.2%. Coding benchmarks nearly tripled. And the range is impressive. You've got the tiny E2B and E4B models for phones and IoT devices, a 26 billion parameter mixture of experts model for consumer GPUs, and a 31 billion dense model that ranks third among all open models globally.
And this wasn't the only big local AI story.
Not even close. Prism ML, a Caltech spinoff, emerged from stealth with 1-bit Bonsai, a family of models where every single parameter is quantized to a single bit. Their 8 billion parameter model fits in 1.15 gigabytes. That's 14 times smaller than the equivalent 16-bit model. And it runs at 44 tokens per second on an iPhone. Simon Willison got it running and called it very impressive for its size. The energy efficiency is 4 to 5 times better because you're replacing multiplication with simple addition.
Between Gemma 4 and Bonsai, this feels like a genuine inflection point for on-device AI.
It is. When you can run a competitive 8 billion parameter model on a phone with 1 gig of memory, the calculus changes for everything. Personal assistants that work offline, autonomous agents without cloud dependency, privacy-preserving AI that never sends your data anywhere. The cloud versus local pendulum has been swinging toward local for a few months now, and this week, it swung hard. Google is making a clear play to be the foundation developers build on with open models, and startups like Prism ML are pushing the efficiency frontier in ways nobody expected.
Aaron, Oracle executed the largest single layoff in the company's 47-year history this week. Estimates range from 20 to 30,000 employees.
And the way they did it was brutal. Employees across the US, India, Canada, and Mexico received termination emails from Oracle leadership at approximately 6 a.m. local time. No prior warning from HR. No conversation with their manager. One worker who'd been there for decades told the Register, quote, "Basically, it said thank you, go blank yourself." He found out when he couldn't access the VPN Tuesday morning.
And the reason is directly tied to AI infrastructure spending.
TD Cowen forecast that Oracle needed to cut 20 to 30,000 positions to free up $8 to $10 billion in cash flow to finance $156 billion in AI data center capital spending. The humans are being liquidated to fund the machines. That's not subtext. That's the explicit financial thesis. Atlassian also cut 1,600 workers this week, 10% of staff, with the same justification. The AI boom is creating jobs, but it's destroying different ones faster.
Here's a story that sounds like science fiction, but is now backed by hard data. Bots have officially overtaken humans on the internet.
Human Security's State of AI Traffic report confirms it. Automated traffic grew 8 times faster than human traffic year over year. AI-driven traffic jumped 187%. And agentic AI traffic, meaning AI agents autonomously browsing on behalf of users, surged 7,800%. Nearly 1 in 5 website visits is now a scraping attempt. OpenAI's bots alone account for about 69% of all AI-driven traffic by volume.
The dead internet theory is no longer a theory.
It's a data point from one of the largest internet security companies in the world. And the implications cascade everywhere. Advertising, where who's actually seeing the ads? Content creation, where who's reading it? Cybersecurity, where account takeover attempts have quadrupled. Reddit is now removing 100,000 bot accounts daily and accepting iris scans through Sam Altman's World ID as proof of humanity. When the biggest forum on the internet needs biometric verification to confirm you're a person, we've crossed a threshold.
GitHub had a terrible week, too. Developer Zach Manson discovered that Copilot had been injecting promotional tips into pull request descriptions without consent. Ads for Raycast, Slack, and various IDEs embedded in 1.5 million pull requests.
And GitHub's response was classic. A product manager admitted it was the wrong judgment call. A VP called it a bug, claiming tips meant only for Copilot-created PRs leaked into human-authored ones. But the code contained deliberate HTML comment tags marking the injections. This wasn't a hallucination. It was a feature. And the same week, GitHub announced that starting April 24, Copilot interaction data from free and paid users will train AI models by default unless you opt out. 2 trust violations in 1 week from the platform that hosts most of the world's open source code.
The Hacker News reaction was scathing.
The top comment captured it perfectly. Quote, "I'll never understand why they ruined GitHub. They had everything they needed. The one place where 99% of open source projects were hosted. People are openly discussing migration to GitT and ForgeJO. Microsoft is extracting value from developer work at the exact moment developers are being asked to trust them more. That's an unstable equation."
Aaron, let's connect the dots. What patterns do you see across all of this?
3 things keep pulling at me. First, trust is becoming the scarcest resource in the AI economy. GitHub injecting ads into pull requests. GitHub defaulting to training on private repos. Anthropic's double leak. AI sycophancy. And by the way, Stanford published a major study in Science this week showing AI models affirm users 49% more often than human advisors, even when those users are clearly wrong. And it makes people less empathetic and more dependent on the AI. Wikipedia formally banned AI-generated content. Trust is being eroded from every direction simultaneously.
And the money question keeps getting louder.
That's the second thread. OpenAI raising $122 billion at $852 billion. Oracle cutting 30,000 people to fund $156 billion in data center spending. A viral essay called "How the AI Bubble Bursts" hit the top of Hacker News with 520 comments. Time magazine asking if we need to prepare for an AI bubble now. 4 companies alone plan $670 billion in AI infrastructure spending in 2026. The gap between investment and demonstrable return has never been wider. It doesn't mean it's a bubble, but the question has never been more legitimate.
And the third pattern?
Capable AI is moving to personal hardware, and that changes everything. Gemma 4 on your laptop, Bonsai on your phone. AMD releasing an open-source local LLM server. Google's TurboQuant compressing memory requirements by 6x. If the models keep getting more efficient, some of those massive data center investments might be solving yesterday's problem. The infrastructure build-out assumes the cloud stays central. The technology is suggesting otherwise.
That's the tension at the heart of everything this week. Hundreds of billions flowing into centralized AI infrastructure, while the technology itself keeps getting smaller, faster, and more local.
And nobody knows which trend wins. That's what makes this moment so fascinating and so uncertain. The companies betting on scale and the researchers betting on efficiency are both right about something. The question is, which force dominates over the next 2 to 3 years? I don't think anyone honestly knows the answer.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.